السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. And mashallah, Mufti sahab, I'm told you are in Maseru. Subhanallah, qul siru fil ard. Allah Ta'ala take great khidmat of deen from you, inshallah. Mufti sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum wa ana salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan for all the du'as. We say Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. The moon was sighted in various places last night in South Africa, Southern Africa. So today is the first of Zulhijjah. And 1445, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the great, great bounty and favor. And we know now Eid al-Adha, inshaAllah, will be on Monday, the 17th of June, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Today, the first of Zulhijjah, let us read the dua. All the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Marakas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, Hila, Luqayrin wa Rushdin. So let us all read, inshaAllah. Allahu Akbar, Hila, Luqayrin wa Rushdin. And those of you who are fasting now in Durban, or you are fasting there in Johannesburg and other areas, it's about time just now. Inshallah, you should try and stop eating, drinking, and great, great virtue. That is 10 nights, wa layalin ashar. And that is Almighty Allah took an oath on the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 89, Surah Al-Fajri, verse 2. And in Tirmidhi Sharif, Ibn Majah, it is mentioned, Siyamuha ka siyami sanatin. You fast during these days. Now you receive the reward of fasting for 1 year. You make ibadat and you worship Almighty Allah. Stay away from vices and sin. Then qiyamuha ka qiyami laylatil qadri is like making ibadat on the night of qadr, the night of majesty and destiny. Allah Jalla wala grant us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on Surah Fatir, the originator. Allah Jalla wala, who created this entire universe without any plan. In this sense, there was a mini plan and then a proper plan. No, first time Allah created it, and was it is, it was always perfect, hence the originator. Chapter 35 and verses 27 and 28 is today's lesson. And see what a wonderful lesson it is. Alam tara, O human being, the first addressee, obviously, is him, the master, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam tara, O human being, don't you see, don't you observe, anna Allah anzala minas sama'i ma'a, that verily Almighty Allah sends down from the skies the water. So skies mean zikrul mahal wa muradul hal. All that is balagha, rhetoric, and the beauty, glory of the Arabic language. So the rain comes from the clouds. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Are you sending down the rain from the clouds, or are we sending it down? So you must never read one verse of the Noble Quran and jump to conclusions. You must study the Noble Quran, the Sunnah, the Nabawiyyah holistically and not selectively. And then you will understand the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Noble Quran. So from the clouds comes down the rain. فَأَخْرَجْنَا فَاءِ تَعْقِيمِ. Hence the result of it is what? فَأَخْرَجْنَا. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun الْجَمْءُ لِلْتَعْظِيمِ, and Allah is using the plural, the royal pronoun, collective noun, and the collective verb here, فَأَخْرَجْنَا, so that we will produce as a result of the rain. So we, Allah is stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty, bihi, through this rain. ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفَةً أَلْوَانُهَا. So many fruit and different colors, different hues, different sizes. Who makes all that happen? You look at your garden, you will see the roses are red, the lawn is green, and you will see your flowers, the kaleidoscope of colors. Some are green, blue, yellow, pink, and so many. Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. Kudrat ka karishma hai. That is a manifestation in the mercy of Allah. One rain comes, Allah causes His rain, His mercy. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. People become disillusioned, they go into despair, no more rain, famine, drought, and then Allah scatters and sends His mercy. اللهم أغثنا اللهم انشر رحمتك على عبادك يا رب العالمين في جميع وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. يا الله, when there is need for rain, send rain. Scatter your mercy and spread your mercy in places like Zambia and wherever else. One rain and the diverse colors, the kaleidoscope of colors. Who is doing all that? And people say they don't believe in Allah. Different sizes, different tastes, different texture, different everything. And the taste is so different. So whether it is the fruit, whether it is on the tree, whether it is here, there, and you see vegetation and what. Then Allah takes us around, وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ, and the mountains. جُدَدُونَ, you will find the hilltops, some hills, some mountain ranges. We as Muslims in Makkah Mukarrama, we go to Jabal al-Nur, and from there the Nur started. When the revelation came on the heart Mubarak of the Master Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ghari Hira. So what do we see? Iqra Bismi Surah Alaq, chapter 96, the first five verses. This revelation led to the biggest revolution on earth. Till today the revolution goes on. They take out the people from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Nur and the radiance and effulgence of Islam, chapter 14, verse 1. أن أخرج من الظلمات إلى النور يا رسول الله أو حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم. Take the people out of the darknesses, the Zionism, the capitalism, the secularism, the democratic dispensation. All these are satanic systems, tawhuti systems. So reject that and enter into Islam in its beauty and glory. So that is Islam. وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ, and of the mountain. Then you go Jabal al-Nur. Then you go to Jabal al-Thawr in Makkah, where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu thani yathnain, chapter 9, verse 40. ثَانِ يَثْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ. Ghar means the narrow cave. Kahf means the broad cave. Yesterday we read Surah Kahf. The seven people slept there for 300 years, solar years, 309 lunar years. So that is the big cave, broad cave. And narrow cave, Ghari Thawr, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thani Asnain, the second of the two, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu arda, the greatest personality to walk on this earth, after all the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu salam. So that is Jabal Thawr. Thawr means in the shape of an ox. Come to Medina Munawwara, Jabal Uhud. Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. It loves us and we love this mountain. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. You come to Cape Town, then you have Table Mountain. Then you go to other places, Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest, and so many places. I climbed up, me and my wife. Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence. Hada min fazli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. We climbed up, climbed up, climbed up. Waturi Sinin, right to the apex of the mountain, the summit of the mountain of Mount Sinai. And there was Asr time, we read Asr Salat there. I told my brother Suleiman, my guide, I will render the Adhan, I will make the Imamat, all that, because I don't know if I'll ever come back there. So what a Mubarak mountain. Waturi Sinin, Allah Azza wa Jalla takes an oath on this. Look at the different mountains and mountain ranges. To the moon, there is mountain ranges and its hilltops. These would some are whitish in color. Wahumurum, and some are reddish in color. Mukhtalifun alwanuha, and you will see your mountain ranges, they different colors. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence. We here in Maseru, we came here yesterday, my brother Mohsin Abdullah from Bloemfontein brought me 10:30, 11, we were here, subhanallah, and we surrounded by the Maluti Mountains, you see. So everywhere, you go to Durban, you go there, Drakensberg Mountain, you go Cape Town, there you found Table Mountain. Different colors, you go there to jump to Badr, you look at Badr, look at the sand, and the landscape is different. Look at Jabalul Malaika, where the angels descended and they helped the Sahaba, they assisted Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. Everything different. Mukhtalifun alwanuha. So your mountain ranges also different. Who is doing all this? Is it happening in its own? Is there some professor, scientist, doctor? Wagharabi musud. And some you see are extremely black in color. So I remember when I was a young boy, and 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and we should go visit Hazrat Mamaji, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali, Rahmatullah Alayh, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. He passed away in Muharram in 1967. So before that, so I was maybe 5, 6, 7 years old, my beloved parents would take me, and my mother would say, I go, my son, she is very naughty for me. And I understood nothing what Hazrat Maulana Mufti Maulana Zubair Ali. We never called it by that name. We always called him Hazrat Mamaji or Mamaji. My Nanima used to make khidmat or Mamaji there in Stenaton by the old masjid, town masjid. And then they asked Mamaji, who's this? He said, my sister. So from that day we start calling Mamaji, you see. So my mother, my Nanima, my maternal grandmother, all were there. So nevertheless, so you must remember that area was called Leslie. So I remember clearly, distinctly, vividly that the land and sand where Mamaji and them used to stay. So remember, it was black sand in that area. You see, and if you see the mountain ranges now where it is cold, where Puttigani, at Pothis and Pumalanga, you go there where they're extracting all the coal, you will see the sand there, black. وَغَرَابِ مُسُودِ. And remember, extremely very bad. Now we spoke to you about the kaleidoscope of colors in the fruit and vegetation. We spoke to you about the mountains. Now let's come to human being. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ. And from human being, وَالدَّوَابِ, the creation of Almighty Allah. You look at your reptiles, you look at your insects, you look at all that creation. Well, an'am, oh Ummah, first Zulhijjah has started in the world properly, not the sighting of the moon Sami there in Saudi Arabia, phantom sighting, ghost sighting, we rejected with the contempt it deserves. So when you now went to slaughter, sacrifice, make udhiyah, make qurbani, you make some an'am. An'am refers to Ibil, the camel family, Bakr, the cow family, so the cow, the ox, the bull. So that is what you went to sacrifice, Walghanam, and your goat and sheep. So that is what it means, an arm. From these animals you sacrifice and slaughter. Muktalifun alwanuhu, look at all this creation. Look at ourselves, look at South Africa. Under the white minority regime, we had white people's rights, they had apartheid. You look at Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. That if you're a jukla, this complexion, you treat it differently. If you're a Palestinian, you're an Arab, you're a Muslim, you're treated differently. So they base it on color. So all this is to show the diverse power, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. You're different complexions, you're different dialects and languages, a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ. All diverse colors and complexions. كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي. Who are the ulama? So I have Moana Hasib Ahmad here. So he is from Tokyo, Japan. Japan in Urdu, they say Japan. May Japan be who? So mashallah, his father was here and his brothers were here. They studied in Darul Zakaria. He's staying here. And mashallah, he's doing some good work, his class and so forth. And he sells cars and what have you. He's staying with me here in our luxury, you understand, apartment. Allah Ta'ala reward Brother Mohsin. So mashallah, excellent place here. Allah reward them all. So what happens when I went to Tokyo, his brother, Umayyad, he took us everywhere around. So you look at his features, you look at my features. So yesterday I joked with him, I told him, Mawzi Hasib, that you'll eat rice. Then you eat rice, breakfast, lunch and supper. Therefore, you Japanese, your eyes also look like the small grains of rice, you know. Itne chawal khate ho, ke bilkul aankh bhi chawal ki tarah ho gaya. So smiling now in front of me. From where and where they came to study in Darul Zakaria, other Darul Uloom, Newcastle, Agarwal, Durban, and here and there, our beloved South Africa. But who is the true alim? We can say, I'm an alim, I'm a maulvi, I'm a sheikh, I'm a mufti. But Allah does not accept. Inna ma fa hasar and qasar. Only exclusively, yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. Only those people are true ulama who have khashya, the true fear of Almighty Allah from His servant. No fear of Allah. Then you're not a Mawli, you're not a Ali, you're not a Mufti, you're not a Sheikh, you're not the Imam. That is what Allah is saying. So what is this khashya? This khashya is a quality we develop. After all, love for Almighty Allah. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habbal ashya' indana. Ya Allah, your love, make it the supreme thing in our life. Quran Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those who possess through iman, they're intensely in love with Almighty Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ilayk. Ya Allah, we beg of you, your love, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of those actions, qurbani, udhiya, hajj, umrah, whatever good it is, that it draws us, brings us closer and nearer to you, O Rabbal Alameen. So that is khashya. At all times, all places, all circumstances. Today, we are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. When we are in khalwa, then we are busy with the chat line, talking to some prostitute, some street lady, talking to her, talking to him, and the gay brigade, and the lesbian, all are busy. Shaitaniyat, remember that to me and you. We're not Yusuf alayhi salam. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was, he will always be a mighty, mighty messenger. Allah forbid, we must always read, Allahumma hassin farji, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma, our beloved Allah, hassin, that you protect and fortify, farji, my private part. Otherwise, you become like Trump. You see, stormy rifle, so that's what we call Trump. Stormy rifle, the harami shaitan. Inna Allah azizun ghafoor. Verily, Almighty Allah is all-powerful and is off-forgiving. We all are sinners. Praise Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, you are ghafar. Forgive me for all my vices and sins. You are ghafoor. Always you're forgiving, Ya Allah. Forgive me. Forgive my parents. Forgive my children. Forgive my spouses. Forgive the entire ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Sattar, Ya Allah, conceal our vices, our sins, our shortcomings. Ya Allah, Antal Ghaffar wa Antal Sattar. We learn to speak to Allah Jalla wa Ala. That is so beloved to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today is First Dhul Hijjah 1445. Gaza genocide. Today the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, day 246. that the United Nations has confirmed 11 members of it have been detained by the Houthis, by the Yemenis, and they will use them as a bargaining chip. We 100% agree with Ansarullah and with Hezbollah that in the attacking of Israeli or American or British interests and so forth and so on, because these are the people harming our Muslim Ummah, the Palestinians and so forth. We say that they're doing a good job, but in the same breath we will say it does not render them Muslim. Shia, the Kuffar, and if they agree with the teaching of Khomeini and so forth, La'anatullahi alayhi, Allah's thirsty of Khomeini and those who follow him. So we must be clear on this issue. Allah Ta'ala, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah layu'ayyidu hadha deen wa badal al-fadir. So we agree, you must take all these people as hostages. You use them as a bargaining chip and so forth. Israel isolated, condemned, and humiliated forever. Now they are in the list of countries and organizations, the list of shame, and they are blowing hot now. And they say it's disgusting. So Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, says, we are the most moral army. We have the most moral army in the world. Israeli ambassador to United Nations says, we have the most moral army in the world. You haramis, you war criminals, you baby killers, you murder more than 50,000 people, 15,000 children, 100,000 you injure, and you come tell me you got the most moral army. We say loudly and boldly, one chapter, one bullet will settle the issue forever. The Danish Prime Minister, a female, was delivering a lecture. She was attacked by some males. So you can see people's lives everywhere are somewhere and somewhere things going on. The Israeli brutalization is underway, Haaretz newspaper, and Israel is getting more and more isolated. When the Israeli delegation started speaking yesterday at the United Nations, many countries walked out. They disgusted with the policy and the murder and the genocide and the ethnic cleansing taking place in Palestine. So you must remember Gantz is expected to resign today because he said if no plan is for Gaza after the war on the 8th of June, which is today, he will resign. And the global economic boycott of Israel has started. History repeats itself. At-tarikhu yu'idu nafsahu. I was a young boy. I grew up in South Africa, born in South Africa. We saw what happened. South Africa was getting kicked out. Countries were boycotting. Economic boycott, sanctions, and that crippled the nationalist party of the Burkis and the Bura and the white man. So that same thing happening now to Israel. Israel, you history. Zawalu Israel, inshallah. Hey, qablaka ishreen wa thalatheen. Before 2050, you'll be history and drawn to the scripts of history because you haramis, you murderers, and you are crooks. You occupy the land of Palestine. Occupation is terrorism. We must be very, very clear on this year. Now, listen to this story here. If Israel attacks Hezbollah and start a full war, Iran gets in, the Mujahideen will go in there because Lebanon is a small country, we've been there, and that will become now the place of the Ma'arika, the real battle. America will get involved, Russia will get involved, China will get involved, and that will spark world war. Therefore, Biden says no war full-time there. He knows he will lose the election. He is on the verge of losing it. Kamala Harris, she's also African lady, but spaza white. You know, just Kali Kali, they make white. So the imitation white. And just like Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley also Indian, but she plays white. So remember that they said to her while she was lecturing, they interrupted her. Hey, you Kamala, you Harris. You are a murderer. You are guilty of starving the people in Palestine and Gaza. No money must flow to Israel. And the catching it wherever they go, they cannot pay the public. We must remember. Putin is a good champion. I like him. Big harami. But for us, very good. We need some harami. So Putin was told, they, all the African countries, they said, Mr. Putin, President of Russia, we want to give you a gift. So he asked them, what gift you want to give me? He said, we got many hyenas there in Africa, we will send to you. He said, no, thank you. I got many hyenas to deal with America and Europe and all these guys there. So he was very beautifully answered, I don't need hyenas, too many hyenas. The oldest person to perform Hajj this year, 104 years old, an old, old lady from Iraq, and she has come for Hajj. Subhanallah. Allahumma taqabbal hajjahum. Allahumma jal hajjahum hajjah mabroora. Wa sa'yahum sa'yam mashkoora. Wa zamdahum zamdah mashkoora. So Allah accept everyone's Hajj, Ziyarat, Umrah, and everything. 104 years old. So Malema says coalition talks and the ANC realizes now they have to go and bootleg everybody. So now they want the government of national unity. So Malema of EF says no, we can't share power with our enemy. We are our enemy. We can't share power. So there also those big rows and eruptions. Okay, now I'm coming to announcements and so forth. So pay attention. I'm sure many of you, your thoughts saw on your phones that Sayyaratul Haram. Sayyaratul Haram. You see the golf cart like, you know, they're making people are sitting in there and making tawaf and so forth. If a person is very, very old, a person is very sickly, you can't walk normally and so forth, you use that fine. But remember people like me and you, you're taking your father, your mother, you're taking some sickly person. So dayas will be valid, the tawaf will be valid, the sa'i, saqa, marwa will be valid. But for you who can walk and so forth, it's not valid. So you must do your tawaf independently after that. If you went in that golf cart and so forth, then you must walk. Your saqa, marwa, you must walk. Otherwise your umrah is null and void. You need to understand, you can't just be like sheep, you know. So whatever MBS touches turns into dust, remember that. So remember, he's a napak person as far as Muslims go, through Muslims go. MBS is Muftat, and they want to turn the whole Makkah, Medina into a tourist resort. And the Ummah today doesn't realize that. That is the tragedy. So we need to know properly all these things. Alhamdulillah, let me give you a quick report that I'll do that Monday, inshallah. But we arrived here yesterday from Bloemfontein and so forth, and you know, 1.5 hours, and we were here. And then we settled down here in this beautiful place here in this hotel in Waterview in Maseru. And then, you know, translated the khutbah of Sheikh Yasir. He didn't speak one word of Aqsa or Palestine or Gaza. A disgrace it is, remember. Then we went here, you must remember, to Masjid al-Huda. And wonderful atmosphere there for Jummah to deliver the lecture, make the khutbah, salat, and so forth. And mashallah, the Mufti sahab, he's from India, we studied there in Darul Zakaria, so I know him also. And then I told Muhsin that I want to go to the other masjid, so Asr we read at Masjid al-Ra'ud. Now, you know, Muhsin also took a big shot here. So from Asr right till Isha time until we came back home last night, he had police escort for me, you understood? So the police in front and we at the back. I say, now what these guys are up to? We are ordinary mortals, you know. Suddenly the police are in front and all the big, big guns I saw, you know. Said. So I got a shock of my life and this type of thing. But what your Izzuban Tasha, what your Hilduman Tasha, that is Allah's system. They want to give honor to anybody. Walau kariyal hasidu. So Allah Ta'ala reward them all. What is Lesotho? Lesotho's currency is called Maluti. So 1 Maluti, 100 Maluti is equivalent to 1 rand and 100 rand. So remember that everything is 1 to 1 and the rand is used here very, very nice. It's very cold here. It snowed here a few days ago after several years. I was looking at my watch and my phone, so I think now it's -1 or -2. If you look at it, the last time I looked before we started the interview, it was showing, what is showing, -1. It's showing -1 here. Our Mawlana Hasib is showing me now -1. So it's very cold. They say go to -5, -6 and so forth here. And then at night we had a wonderful program there. So Asr we read there in Masjid al-Rauf. And there were 4 or 5 masjids there. When I came that time, 7, 8 years ago, no masjid. Now they have 4 or 5 masajid there. Allah reward them. And mashallah, we had a wonderful program, Q&A, and that masjid packed to capacity for 2 hours the program from Maghrib right till 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Then supper and so forth, the whole community. So yeah, you must know Maimon, big Maimon community. You must know Gujarati, Urdu, English, Arabic. So alhamdulillah, all this we speak with Allah's help. So the people and the youth really, really enjoyed it. Allah can accept it. Today's program, inshallah, 7 to 9 will be Mawana Khalid Yaqub. And thereafter, in the afternoon, 2:30 to 3 will be Mawana Musa Lahir, the Masjid. And then 6 to 8, Brother Suleiman Asaf will be, inshallah, with Nati Rat. Okay, special announcement. And inshallah, we say Jazakallah Khairan to our Mawana Salim Kareem. And his family, we say Jazakallah Khair to our brother Muhsin Abdullah and his family, mashallah, greatly sacrificed. And mashallah, there's an addition in their family. Allah Ta'ala bless them with more and more pious children. And Allah Ta'ala grant his parents and those who passed away within a month, you know, a few years ago. So Allah grant them all genital fidels. Now listen carefully, all of you. The esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar International, our brother, trustee, director of Radio Al-Ansar International spoke to me and said, seeing that Zulhijjah is starting, so he wants the program every day. So I told him, see, I don't want to trouble Mawana Salim Kareem. He's doing so much sacrifices. Allah Jalla wa'ala reward him, his family, in dunya or akhirah. So today, Mawana Salim Kareem will do the program, and then Monday onwards, he will do the program. But Sundays, I'll take care of it. So you phone me Sunday, tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And via the phone, I will do it, inshallah. So tomorrow morning, Ansar listeners, make a special note. And I hope you trustees, directors, my brother Yitfan, Bucks, and whoever else, that I hope that you can make a podcast of it. Because our Junaid Mota is tired, retired, so he will be available. So you will just do it with me between 4 and 5, 1 hour program tomorrow, Sunday, special regarding Zulhijjah. There are so many issues to discuss. So that will be for tomorrow morning. Make a note of it, inshallah. Maulana, we have plus minus 14, 15 minutes. So let's go firing with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, if I adopt a child, but his parents are still alive, who is responsible for the child's expenses?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Take my example, perfect example, that we married, alhamdulillah, many, many years, many, many decades, all with the fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, chapter 7, verse 151, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ اللَّهِ. Always include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you alone are the only one who's most merciful one to show mercy. Number two, that now we adopt a baby boy, baby girl. So three things you must take cognizance of. Number one is this, that the name of the baby, the surname, must go to the biological father. Chapter 33, verse number 5, اُدْعُوهُمْ لِآبَائِهِمْ هُوَ أَقْسَطُ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Call that adopted baby, boy or girl, by the biological father's name. If you don't know the biological father's name, فَإِن لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Chapter 33, verse 5, can say Yusuf Islam, Yunus Islam, Zainab Islam. For example, I'm saying Fatima Islam and Aisha Islam, words like that you use. So that's first thing. What we are doing, both cases, they register the baby, adopted baby, on their name or the adopted father's name or surname, absolutely haram. That Allah's curse is on you, the angel's curse is on you, and the malaika's curse is on you. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad Ibn Majah, you will find the hadith. Second one is this, that inheritance, there's no inheritance for adopted children. So to solve that problem, you can make wasiya, you can bequeath for them, adopted children, up to 1/3. So that is permissible. Third one, when the baby grows up, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, so now the girl in Islam, the earlier she becomes baligha, mature, is 9. For a boy, the earliest is 12. So then there will be parda between the girl who's adopted and me, the adopted father. Boy, between him and my wife, the adopted mother, and the boy, there will be parda and hijab, the strangers. So to circumvent that and solve that, then rather adopt a baby who's 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, whether it's 1 year old, and then you, the adopted mother, you breastfeed that baby there, you take some medication, tablets and so forth, and then you become the foster mother, then the laws of farda hijab will fall away. Regarding the maintenance in this situation that you asked, so then remember, the original parents, biological parents, they gave their son, daughter to their brother, sister, because they got no children, for example. So you did that willingly, lovingly, sincerely, and now they are looking after the children. So by who the baby is, they're responsible for all the nafaka, maintenance, clothing, medication, everything. If you can't do that, then give back the baby to the biological parents.
Mufti Saab, this question is from a revert. Mufti Saab, can I tie my khuf leather socks with a string at the top to stop them falling over the wudu area of ankle, as my daughters want to wear them, but mine may slip below the ankle, I fear?
So you must remember that the best thing for you, my sister, and your daughter, or my brother, is that leave all the string story and that you just go there, various shops there in Durban and so forth that are selling all these leather socks and synthetic leather with a zip, you know. So you just put your leg inside, your foot inside, and then you just zip it up and then it will not fall down. If it falls down to below the ankles and all that, then that mata al-kufayn will not be valid. So where are you going to go into all that controversy and all that? Just go buy one nicely and tell your beloved daughters and your beloved wife, and your, if you the wife, then tell your husband. If you the husband, tell your wife, see, I'm buying for you this weekend a nice Eid present. Oh, my poor people, oh, my poor boys, oh, my children, let's see, this is my present for you. So you just go this weekend, you go to Saturday, Sunday, mashallah. You know when it's Eid now. So Eid al-Adha, 17th June. Inshallah, Sunday is 16 June, Youth Day, and 17 is a public holiday. So we'll be there, inshallah. Where we will be? Inshallah, in People's Park. Where, what they call? Moses Mabida Stadium. For Eid, we'll be there, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. So we're sending out all the programs of ours. We have sent it out today also, inshallah. But hectic here, you know, so many programs and so many questions. But we try with Allah's help, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I have a repair shop. I have a notice up stating that if goods are not collected within 60 days of repair, it will be sold to defray expenses. If I sell the repairs, will this money be halal for me?
To have such a condition, you are repairing shoes, you are repairing computers, you are repairing phones, you are repairing ABC, XYZ, and you've got a big board there. And people can see it. If they don't collect the item within 2 months, 60 days or whatever, then it will be sold and to defray expenses. Is that permission? Islam is haram. That's not permissible. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man aqala, that when a person makes iqala, you return the item and aid to the person there, then aqala Allahu asratihi yawm al-qiyamah, the more you return that whenever they come, even they come after expiry days, you return it to them, so you gave it back to them, so you must remember that in that case there, then Allah will forgive our sins more and more and more. We open Mishkat under chapter of business and kitab, kitab al-iqala. So to have a condition like that is not permissible. If you did that, then remember, the money you collected is wajibut tasadduq. You give it to poor people, preferably poor Muslims. Or you can give to poor non-Muslims. But remember that a person whose item it is, in an Islamic court, if he says that I left my watch there by you for repairs and I had to go overseas, I came back now, you say you gave that, you sold it and you gave it in charity. So if he agrees, so that is fine. But he don't agree, then you will have to reimburse him the value of that watch there, for example, or whatever item it is. So Islam, everywhere, we have political justice, economic justice, social justice, deen, maliki yawmid deen. So deen means justice. Inna deena indallahi Islam. We need to understand that this is one of the core values of Islam.
Mufti Saab, can Zamzam water be sold at a profit as business here in South Africa?
Whether you're in South Africa or you're in Hong Kong or you're in Lesotho, remember you bought Zamzam water and it is Zamzam water, not fake water. You know, last year also there were a lot of fake Zamzam coming into South Africa, even this year. So in various parts of the world, if you're sure it's 100% Zamzam and you're selling it at the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, so much of there's no problem with that. But if it's fake and you are selling it, then it's absolutely haram. Be Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Muslim Sharif, Man ghashyana fa laysa minna. Whosoever deceived us, he is not of us. So this is deception. So a deception like that is totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, with the current political situation in South Africa, do you think Cyril will step down or a coalition will take place? And will this be good for the Muslims of South Africa?
Remember that Cyril's biggest problem is three. Number one, he's not coming clean on Pala Pala. So that's a stain on his legacy forever, whether he's alive or whether he's dead. So he has to come clean. And once he comes clean, then he'll have to resign. So rather resign and show the people you have some honesty, some integrity. But you know politicians. Dunya, Burma, the whole world is fighting for the kursi. Biden or Trump, Sunak or Stema, and yeah, same thing, India, same thing, coalition government and so forth. So everybody just wants the chair. I must be the president, I must be the prime minister, I must be the king and so forth. So that is the ego of human beings and the failure of human beings. So if Cyril comes to me, and I'll never go to him, but if he comes to me one-to-one, I'll tell him, Cyril, CR, this is what you need to do. Come clean on the Pala Pala saga and then resign, do the honorable thing. But to do that is only 1% chance. Second, that he and Zuma, President Zuma, so I call him President Zuma of MK, the president, whether we like or not. So remember that, so he must give him a presidential pardon. I told Cyril and the ANC this last year already. So you must remember, you bring court case, all that. You have the power, the executive power. Give the man presidential pardon and finish. Now see what he did to you. He tore ANC to pieces. He tore the other parties, most of them beside the DA, to pieces. 58 seats he got. And you must remember, in 6 months, when I go to Durban, maybe next week or next month or next year or whenever, you won't see KwaZulu Natal. You will see KwaZuma Natal maybe. You don't know, you know, because Zuma is no run Natal, whether you like it or not. So you must remember that. So Zuma will enter the government of national unity on the proviso that he is given presidential pardon, otherwise do not enter. And third one, you must remember that if you want president, if you want a government of coalition, then it will have to be including many, many small parties as well and so forth. So we hope and pray that I always wanted the ANC must lose the majority so that we have a strong opposition. So yes, Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes to South Africa always. So we hope and pray. In Islam, we can never be pessimistic. We always must be optimistic and say, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, if you gave us out of your benevolence, your grace, your mercy, South Africa, we have great, great giants, ulama, our teachers, and so forth, Hazrat Mufti Zawal Haqsab, Hafidhullah, and others, Hazrat Maulana Masadiq Desai Sahab, Hafidhullah, and others. We have great, great darulums, masajid, madrasas, hankas, tabligh jamaat, and who we call. Allah Sadr will come, and good things will come. But the question is not only the politicians. Oh, Muslim, how straight are you? How straight am I? How much corruption we do, you see? So we must stop last. The government is corrupt. The politicians are corrupt. In chapter 13, Surah Ra'd, verse 11, Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi'anfusihim. Allah will not change the condition and plight of a nation and people until you yourself change for the better. Allah give us the tawfiq. Tomorrow 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Radio Ansar. better we await you, Durban people, and inshallah we'll do a special program for you regarding Dhul Hijjah and all the related issues. Ma Salim Kareem, the team there, Jazakallah Khair, reporting from Maseru, Lesotho, Kingdom of, you know the Kingdom there, Rick? Huh? Kingdom of Lesotho. From the Kingdom of Lesotho, so we report in life, and Hasib is there, he's laughing, my Japanese student. Barakallahu feek, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.